Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic. With the cold weather, we go have an opportunity to talk about some neat things coming up when we do see spring finally sprung, and that is the Air Force Band. The United States Air Force Band is going to be coming into the KFFB listening area on March 17th in Leslie, March 18th in Searcy, and March 21st at the Independence Hall in Batesville. And we do have with us Captain Jason Plush. And sir, thank you so much for taking time and talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I noticed that you were raised in Clinton, but not Clinton, Arkansas, Clinton, Iowa. So it's kind of neat. You'll be passing through Clinton on your way to Leslie, I know. So that's kind of a neat tie-in there.
That'll be fun. It sure will.
How long have you been with the Air Force Band?
I've been in the Air Force for almost 14 years. Seven as an enlisted trumpeter, and then almost 7 years as a commissioned officer.
Now, when you look at this, this is my inquiring mind wants to know. You're a trumpeter. What would take a person playing trumpet, which is the coolest instrument, I think, in the band, and you take that, and it's like a girl magnet, I hear, but you take this trumpet. What possessed you to think you're going to take the trumpet and join the Air Force? How does this work?
That's a great question, and not only for me, but for many folks that have a thirst for music, but at the same time, we wanted to serve our country. And so the Air Force still is hiring. It's one of about 150 jobs to be an Air Force musician, although it's getting smaller. And it's a great way to hone your skills as a musician, as an airman, as well as serve your country and get to travel and bring a little slice of the Air Force using the power of music to folks all across the world and across our great country.
How many bands are in the Air Force then?
I believe we have a total of 10 or 11. I'm drawing a blank on the exact number. We've recently downsized, but there's a few in the States kind of sprinkled throughout west to east, and then we have a band in Japan and Germany and Hawaii, I guess that would be the state. So we have quite a global reach.
Now, what can we expect at these concerts when you're coming to Leslie and Searcy and Batesville?
Well, these concerts are with our concert band, which is next to our marching band. It's our largest ensemble, about 45 members. And it's going to be a great show for the entire family. There's patriotic music. There's soloists. There's show tunes and some singing. We have a kind of a folk band that'll be featured within the concert that plays very exciting music that you might have even seen on the Grammy Awards recently. There's something for everyone, family-friendly, traditional concert band music all the way to patriotic favorites.
Now, tickets, how could a person go about getting tickets? Sounds like it'd be a great concert for all.
Tickets are on our website, and they're free. All of our concerts are free and open to the public. Our official band is the Air Force Band of Mid-America, and anyone can Google search that, but it's essentially Band of Mid-America, one word, .af.mil. But I know in some of these towns, like in Leslie, I know the Elk and Eagle Trading Post, Simmons Bank, Medic Pharmacy, all have tickets available there. Between our website and local, or in Batesville, I think the Batesville Arts Council website also has tickets available. And frankly, if folks just can't get their hands on tickets, there's usually always seating available. They'll seat maybe 20 minutes before the concert. So if folks can't secure tickets, come on down anyway, we'll get you in.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What is the most memorable moment with the Air Force Band for you?
Oh, I've got a couple. I'm gearing up for deployment later on this year, and I deploy to the Middle East, and I'll be the officer in charge of the band. It's called the Air Force Central Band, but a few years back, I deployed as a trumpeter, and we brought a little slice of home to our troops and coalition partners and some of our friendly nations, and that I got to see many of the countries of the Middle East, much of the great work that we're doing, but it was shortly after I enlisted. I enlisted just before 9/11. And one of my very first concerts was in downtown Dayton, Ohio, with the Air Force Band of Flight out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And we did a field day concert somewhere around September 20th of 2001. And it was a ruckus good time. Of course, we were looking for something to feel good about. And it was one of the most memorable music experiences while wearing the Air Force uniform. And it still sticks in my memory to this day.
We've been talking with Captain Jason Plush here on KFFB's Open Mic, and the Air Force Band, the United States Air Force Band, going to be in concert on March 17th in Leslie, 18th in Searcy, and March 21st in Batesville. Make plans to attend. Thank you, Captain Jason.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for the time.